Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Basket. B-A-S-K-E-T. Text basket to 72881 by the end of this hour, and you get a chance at $1,000 just like that. That number again, 72881. This hour's code word is basket. One lucky national winner gets $1,000. Message and data rates apply. Please don't text and drive. Basket is this hour's code word. 12K a day, people. Bring some of that home.
Our other text number is 800-400-3697. Please don't text and drive. Please.
Don't.
Do not.
Don't do it.
Don't.
Stop it.
Text and drive.
Hey, Rudy.
Uh-huh. Don't.
He's here?
Yeah.
All right. Good morning, Holmes.
Thumbs up from Studio Bad.
Bad is right.
Are his teeth all screwed up, too? Is his back bad?
You better get out of there.
Yeah,
Rudy, everything,
catch
everything,
something.
Everyone who sits in that studio.
He doesn't know about our teeth. He's confused.
Studio Bad back, Studio Bad teeth.
707 says, thanks, Alice family. You just saved me a bleep load of time and money. My wife wants her and I to go to Vegas to see Madonna, as we did with Pink. I was on the fence until I heard your interview with her. She's so arrogant.
Oh,
no,
stop
thanks.
It.
Oh, don't say
that's
that.
That's ridiculous.
Fine.
She's Madonna.
She was fine, yes.
Bitch, I'm Madonna.
Even Pink is not Madonna.
Right?
Yeah.
Madonna.
Nobody's Madonna. Fine. There's not one person that gets to be like, well, I'm on par with Madonna. Nobody.
Nope, not
gets
one
to
person.
Say that.
I mean, she needed a moment to warm up, and after that, she was totally
yeah,
great.
Yeah, she was fine. Bitch, I'm Madonna. Bitch, I'm Madonna.
Vinny crushing on J-Head is so adorbs. Love her, too, since American Idol days.
Mm. She was amazing on American Idol and went out sixth place. That was actually the season.
Who won? Like Taylor Hicks or something?
Who
that
knows
season?
Who won that season? Yeah. It doesn't even. Oh, it might have been
Ruben?
Fantasia.
Oh, okay.
And she was good, but man, there's nothing
good.
Like her.
I just feel like Jay Hudson has more.
They got her out, and then I just was like, well, that's it. I'm not going to watch that show anymore. I can't do it. Mm.
I'm only referring to panty liners as taco dirt shields from now on. That is not what that means.
Oh, yeah. Taco dirt shields. What?
It's not. Isn't it?
She's on the rag.
It's not the it's not it.
Something wrong with us. Between the alligator story and the taco dirt shields, I think this is. We
I
should
think
just
we
say
hit
goodbye.
It out of the ballpark.
Pretty much, and we're gonna peak for the week soon.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's been
minute.
A good run, guys.
Nah. Love Madonna. Oh. Molly Shannon, SNL.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, Vinny, you are hilarious. Best interview ever.
Oh.
See?
Well.
I'm having issues with the looking glass. She wasn't in here.
Yeah.
It was a phone call.
What did we do during the looking glass? I didn't realize. I was just sitting here picking my nose.
He just redid what we already had from yesterday with us sitting here.
Oh. Hmm.
It was fine. Unless he put a Madonna figure in the... No.
A Madonna bobblehead. Yes. Front and center.
I hate to say it, but people did like the not the interview part of the interview.
Right.
That was us waiting. That wasn't even...
And that was only 5 minutes of the 30 minutes that we were in here waiting for Madonna. We just, oh man, it just got silly.
Well, I'm just trying to kill time.
Yeah.
Entertain
myself. We're all amped up. We're about to do this big interview, and it's going to happen at any second. So we're all like, oh.
I don't think this aired, Bryn, this part, but Vinny goes, do you think Madonna's ever done a RV?
What? A road trip.
Oh, yeah. A road trip. Oh my God, ask her.
Like, could Madonna have ever done one of those? I just can't see it, but maybe. She's done everything else.
Oh, now.
Yeah.
And
it's
now.
Time. For the Sarah and Vinny Morning Show to pick the week with a Persian
and a Mexican dude. Human. Rudy
Brin. Oh, yeah.
All right, everyone. Before we get to the highly anticipated movie.
So anticipated.
I want to remind you that I am going to be in the lovely town of Santa Rosa June 6th because I'm hosting a documentary called High Sensitive Youth in the Horse Heart Space.
High Sensitive Youth in the Horse Heart Space?
Yeah, that's the name of the film.
Oh.
That's the whole title of a movie.
It is.
Wow, it's a long
title. And it's about a place in Santa Rosa called the Pony Express, and they rescue horses who are injured and rehabs them. And then kids utilize these horses as guides and teachers. So thank you to Sarah for posting it on her Instagram for me.
You're welcome.
Right on.
Boom posted it, by the way. I said, here's my phone. Just put whatever
just
you
put
want.
Just put it
there.
On there.
Put it up there. Whom
do the right hashtags. Anyway,
I
put it on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page, too, and my personal Facebook. So if you guys... I know Santa Rosa is a hike, but I'd love to see you all out there. And there's a movie coming out that's really important to Rudy.
Yeah. It's called Brightburn. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to give you a movie review for a movie I've never even seen.
Okay.
The commercials, the trailers, and what I've read about it, it just looks phenomenal. And I can't wait to go see this. And I almost went to go see it the other day, but kind of conflicted with my schedule, my busy little schedule.
Oh.
It's about this kid. It's kind of like Superman. But it's like the same storyline. A kid comes from outer space. He crashes on a farm. But instead of him being here to save the world, he's here to destroy it.
Oh,
he's
no.
Yes. So
oh,
it's like a,
boy.
It's like they flipped the whole Superman thing. I just love, like, you know, I'm a sucker for sorry and sad endings. And I think that this is going to have a very sad ending. Oh. So I'm looking forward to seeing this. It just looks twisted.
It looks like The Omen.
Yeah. Oh. But if The Omen was Superman instead of just some, you know, weird kid in a... in a house.
And it's the guy who...
I am Legion.
Thank you.
And this is what happens. This is the guy who did Guardians of the Galaxy.
Right.
Oh, so it's going to be good.
Well,
it's going to be good.
Since Disney cut him loose, like, he's
they
like,
they picked
fine.
Him back up.
Oh, well, they did?
Yeah, he's back on. That guy, can't think of his name.
James Gunn, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's back on. The whole cast was like, that guy's got to come back.
So Brightburn, I'm going to go watch that movie one way, even if I got to pay. And you know me, I'm so used to not paying anymore.
Cause right.
I'm with
you
my
get
dude.
Really spoiled by that.
I'm with my guy, me and my buddy Preparation H over here, just hanging out. Have you guys been saying that lately? Or?
No.
Okay.
Yeah,
right,
it's come up once or twice.
Yeah, not really. Kind of doesn't have the same
flair. I love it, but I keep forgetting. Yeah.
Come
on, Vinny. I got to remember that. I got to write that down.
I'll DM you with that.
Don't DM. Do it.
Preparation H.
Dumb.
Yeah, great idea. Vinny, write down one of those
dumb
pieces of paper in front of you. What could go wrong?
Also right here is that you owe me $50 for today.
Wow, that
Woo!
Added
That's
up.
Where the count
Boy,
went to.
That accounting is flawed.
Preparation H right next.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, everyone. Here is your review of Aladdin.
Arabian Nights.
Oh,
except
this blew up.
That's Will Smith, everyone.
Sorry, that's my mixer.
Ooh, yeah.
All
so
right.
That's Will Smith singing that?
Yeah.
It is. Believe it or not.
How's he do?
That was one of the surprises.
This film stars Will Smith, Nassim Pedrad. She's Persian, so I had to give her a shout out.
Right, shout out.
And
she's from SNL.
Oh, she is?
Yeah.
And
oh, wow.
Naveed Nagaban. Oh. Who's that?
Is he Persian?
That's Abu Nazir from Homeland.
Oh.
yes.
He plays Jasmine.
We just
Stat.
Figured that out later.
I know.
Later on. We're like, oh, snap, that is him.
So this film was a live action remake of the 1992 cartoon. 1992 cartoon.
92, baby. That was a long time ago.
Rudy, Will Smith versus Robin Williams, who played the genie better?
Look, I think all of us in our hearts, okay, we all know that you can't replace Robin Williams. And I went in there with that mentality. I must admit, I was like, is Will Smith even going to be able to live up to this? Is he going to come close? I wasn't convinced in the trailers, but you know what, though, you guys? He won me over.
Oh.
He did a
really
good. No, he did. He was singing.
Get
he
out.
Was dancing. Like, look, here's the thing. He clearly wasn't going to be Robin Williams. Obviously, nobody can duplicate that, right? But he did such a good job putting his own Will Smith flair on the character, and I think I was just a little bit sidetracked by the idea of who's gonna, you know, imitate Robin Williams. He didn't try to imitate him. He had his own flair. He had his own cadence. He had his own style on the genie, and I appreciated it. I thought it was really good. I don't know if that was actually him singing though, because let's be honest, like a lot of these Disney movies, it's not always the character is doing the voice.
It does say Will Smith on the artist.
Well, boom, yeah. Even better.
Oh, there you go.
Even
pulling
better.
It off.
But he had his own flair. He had that character, that Will Smith, you know, style that people have come to know and love, and he threw that into the mix, and it really worked. It really worked.
Generally speaking, how were the special effects? How did the fictitious town of Agrabah look?
I don't think this is a surprise, but this movie was like visually pleasing. It was a stunner.
Okay.
It was awesome to look at.
Well, then let's talk about the highlight of the film. The highlight of the film for most people is a whole new world.
Don't you dare close your eyes.
Right, a whole new world. A new fantastic point of view.
Open your eyes, Jasmine. No,
by the way, the soundtrack for Aladdin has a lot of explicit lyrics.
Yeah.
Really?
So, yeah.
I gotta hear this girl singing. Listen, this is fine.
Oh,
it's Disney.
I like the other.
Hey, play the one off the soundtrack version. If you can find it. All right,
what are you saying right now?
There's a soundtrack version with a lot of explicit lyrics, but not for that whole new world. But I think it's Zayn who sings Whole New World.
I'm with you, Sarah. I like the original song. You know, I don't know if it's just
like
nostalgia.
It's so fantastic and wonderful.
Where's the vibrancy?
The smoothness? Yeah,
good though. She was pretty good. She was pretty good.
Right here.
Oh, here it is.
Pales in comparison.
Oh yeah, turn this up.
It's very sultry.
Oh, this is that Zayn Malik guy from One Direction.
Yeah.
Ooh. This might have been too sexy for Disney though.
Turn it up.
Listen to him slurring. Everyone slurs
now. That's true.
Badass.
Like Aladdin taking his robe off.
Who's this?
Okay. Xavier Ward.
I don't like it. No, I like the original. I'm a purist.
That's for sure. The original blows it out the water.
How was this moment in the film?
So highly anticipated. This is the big deal. I feel like this is pretty much what I came to watch, right?
The magic carpet ride.
I was, up until this moment, I'm rolling with the characters. I'm loving the visuals. Abu the monkey was hilarious.
Yes.
And then the magic carpet ride. And you know what, you guys?
What?
A little disappointed.
Oh,
a little disappointed.
No.
It's just that I was hoping that because it was a real life, you know, rendition of Aladdin, they were going to have all these 2019 graphics and a Disney budget in 2019. I just thought that this was going to be over the top, like incredible, like a moment in time type of scene.
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
No, it was short-lived, to be honest with you. And also, they didn't. In the cartoon,
yeah, they go to like Egypt.
They go to different parts of the world. And all he did was take her around
to space.
Yeah, right. He just went up.
All he did was take her around Agrabah. And I feel bad for Princess Jasmine because it's a whole new world. And she's like, dude, I'm the princess of this town.
Yeah,
like, I've been here before.
This is the same old one.
This is the same old town, bro.
Same old town.
Maybe I should kick it with Jafar. Jafar has a passport. Like, let's hang out. I want to hang out with Aladdin.
Well, let's talk. They did introduce a new song. Sarah, Vinny, we're going to play you a little bit. It's called Speechless.
Song.
And let's, because I think they want to qualify this for the Academy Awards.
Naomi Scott.
I won't cry, and I won't start to crumble. Whenever they try to shut me or cut me down, I won't be silenced. You can't keep me quiet. Won't tremble.
Okay, I've heard enough of that. I will say that Rudy's interpretive.
Does that mean
you liked it? No. Rudy's interpretive dance is what you should be watching
right now,
everyone. Please join us on The Looking Glass. I mean, during A Whole New World, during that song.
It's in me. You know it's in me? You know when it's in you? And it just seeps out.
It has to come out.
It just seeps out. Yep. I'm an artist at heart.
And lastly, How was Gilbert Godfrey? Who played Gilbert?
Well, first of all, he was. I mean, you know, he's in a little hot water right now.
Remember him?
Yeah, Gilbert.
Yeah, he was Iago, the parrot.
Right.
So he's not in this movie.
I can't take it anymore. If I gotta choke down on one more of those moldy, disgusting crackers.
Okay.
I was disappointed because that was, to me, that was a huge part of the original movie.
Yeah.
That was so much comic relief in the cartoon, the animated version. And they didn't even attempt to duplicate Gilbert Godfrey's role, even though we all know that he can't be in the movie because he's in hot water now. But they didn't even try. And I just feel like that took away so much of the comic relief and the levity of the movie.
Parrot doesn't even talk in
He
this?
Does, but it's just like little things like, rah, like repeating words like, rah, banana. You know, it's like weird. It's not funny. It's not like the original Iago at all.
Who plays Iago in the
movie? Nobody. He just has a few lines. He's just a couple stupid of lines. Parrot going, oh.
That's it. They turned him from a really cool character to just like a generic parrot. Yeah. I'm like, you guys totally took away a big part of the funny
the
part
magic.
Of the movie. The magic, yeah.
Sum it all up, let me just say this. There is a moment in the film when Will Smith is giving Aladdin advice because Aladdin's like, three wishes, what do I wish for? And Aladdin says something profound. He says, listen, don't go down the slippery slope. There is not enough power or money in the world that will satisfy you.
Right.
And there it is in my mind. That moment was so good, and it's so true. There's never enough money. There's never enough power. You're always going to want more.
Yeah. It summed up my life.
Ask for unlimited power and unlimited wealth.
Right.
Won't that be enough?
Apparently not. Not according to Genie Will Smith.
If you have a kid, take them. They'll love it. There's a lot of singing. I mean, a lot of singing.
I'm fine with that.
And it has a perfect Disney ending.
Right. It does.
Of course it does.
Who's this?
This is the original.
That's the original one. That's right off the VHS.
Yeah, it is.
One to tell us no from where to go or say we're only.
You've got to watch Rudy. Right. Vinny, watch it.
A dazzling place I never knew. But when I
so good.
It's more motivational. The original one is so much more motivational.
I'm going to give it three.
Now I know.
I think you found a new bit for your stage show, buddy.
I did,
yeah. Oh my god!
I'm taking notes right now.
You should walk out to that every time. That's so funny.
I like that. I like that.
The way you snap each.
It's about
thing,
it's about popping it at the right moment. That's what I've learned.
I've learned
that over the years.
Amazing.
Thank you so much. I'm glad somebody appreciates my interpretive.
Really,
we all appreciate you, Rudy.
Thank you.
With that being said, I'm going to give it 3 3/4 Persian rugs.
All right.
Here's the thing. If you're a little kid, this is going to be a 5 pinata movie.
Oh.
You're going to love it. If you've never seen the original one, if you're under 20 years old, you're going to absolutely love it. But if you're my age and you saw this movie as a little kid and you fell in love with Aladdin as a little kid, this is a 3 pinata movie.
Oh.
It's missing too many pieces. It's missing Iago. A Whole New World was not that dope as much as, you know, I wanted it to be, but it wasn't. And also, Princess Jasmine, she was the better singer. But she didn't. I feel like the person that they cast to play the role didn't really match. But the guy who was cast to play Aladdin was spot on. I'll give him that. Even the little hair, the little Balki Bartakamoose hair piece that he had coming off the side, that was spot on. But yeah, if you're a grown up, it's going to be a 3. If you're a little kid, it's going to be a 5.
Well done, guys.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. What an amazing review.
Phenomenal times.
Next week, we're going to bring Marcus back, and we're going to review Rocket Man.
Oh, I'm excited for that.
That's going to be fun.
And Godzilla, King of Monsters.
Godzilla!
Oh, my God! Godzilla.
Really?
So lucky.
I can't wait. What is going on with you, Rudy?
This Saturday, you guys, I'm going to be at Strings in Manteca. I'll be opening up for Ellis Rodriguez, who just won the 2017 San Francisco International Comedy Competition. So it's going to be a big show out there in the Valley. Go to RudyOrtiz.com for tickets or just go to my Instagram.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Big show today. Thank you, Madonna.
Yes, she was a fantastic.
Interview with her.
What a kind and generous artist.
And just so quick and witty.
Yeah.
Woo!
Loved her.
It's good. And also thanks to Rudy Ortiz. It's Rudy Ortiz, or I guess RudyOrtiz.com. He's performing. It sounded like this Saturday in Manteca. So you can find out where that's happening.
I prefer you make my check for $50 out to Vince as opposed to Vinny because I don't want to have to explain. So
yeah,
no,
I'll go ahead and write, you know, something real nice in there. Don't you worry about it. I'm sure the check will be good and totally cashable, Vin.
I earned it.
Don't you worry about a thing. Hey, listen, you did earn it today. You sure did, Vinny. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. I'm gonna, you know what? I'm giving you a bonus.
Oh, my great. Go
on. You heard me right.
You're so good.
We can talk about this further tomorrow when it's Friday, the whole live long day.
Oh, yeah.
Have a good one. We'll see you then.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.